welcome to GFG tonight for a chill show discussing what's happening out there. Amazingly, Joe Biden is abandoning. So the pressure has been strong enough by his owners. Stephen Robinson says soft coup. You know, I was thinking about the meme where a soy boy is mouth wide open and he says, "Darling, go get your boyfriend. We got him. We got Trump." And I think the same could be said here. It is a bunch of soy boys who will celebrate this, the abdication of Joe Biden, but it's no victory to be celebrated, because first it indicates that the elites are happy losing on the side of Democrats. I believe this is what we must conclude. They're not trying to win here. Kamala Harris is one of the most hated persons in America, in American politics. There's no way this will turn the trend. So if they had any chance, it was through the stability of the repetition of Joe Biden. But with Kamala Harris, there is so much hate against them. So it means that the people who made this choice, who forced Joe Biden down this line, I believe they're just fine with the Democrats losing, and they are preparing a narrative to lose. Now, the fact that they're fine is one thing that should be worrying. So this is the sense in which I say there's nothing to celebrate, because what it means is that Trump is sold enough to the elite's request that they don't even need to maintain even a semblance of opposition on the Democrat side. And perhaps this has been the plan all along. And the reason Joe Biden stayed in so late may indicate a strategy here. Because if Joe Biden says a year ago, "I'm going to resign, I'm going to finish my presidency and then we'll move on to someone else," that would have opened a whole schism within the Democrat Party, where you would have had the far left, they want their candidate, but they waited until the end. Is it possible? I think that's what the strategy that's being played out here. Is it possible that they waited until the end so that they could crown? They could crown a candidate without input from the Democrats. It's not that I care that much, because I'm not a Democrat. I don't care about this party. But this is the far left also getting fucked by the elite of the Democrat Party, because they won't get a voice at the table. Now it's last minute emergency, and we're going to decide who replaces Joe Biden. John Drake says they want a coronation at the DNC. Exactly. Everything has been timed for a coronation where there will not be discussion, there will not be arguments, there will not be the diversity. The diversity of the Democrat Party will not play out in this choice. Amazing donation by Tarmo. He sent $100. Thank you so much. He says, "JF, here's your money. Review the essay, The System's Neatest Trick. I think it would be better to read it pre-show, though, and only review after you've read it." So since I just got your super chat right as I was beginning the show, so sorry, but I won't be ready to analyze it tonight, but I'll try to read it tonight, and perhaps we can make a show about this tomorrow, or worst case scenario, if it takes me 2 days, in 2 days. But yeah, I'm very thankful for your big donation, and I'm happy to review this Ted K text. Raised Fist says, "JF, don't underestimate all the people who will be so happy to vote for a black woman, even a crazy one." The general philosophy on this is, the far left is self-sacrificial, but most, even normie leftists, they have their instinct. And their instincts should tell them not to vote for Kamala Harris. So I don't think you're going to get... I think you're going to get the general rule of politics, which is when people hate a candidate, they just cannot win. So Joe Biden starts with a letter today. My fellow Americans, we've made progress as a nation over the past 3.5 years. We're doing good, blah, 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 blah. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president. And while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term. So that's a little bullshit around, oh, I'm going to focus on the remaining presidency. As if that was something that would be threatened by the election. I will speak to the nation later this week in more detail about my decision. So perhaps he's going to pull some excuse like COVID, or you know how the left, they like it when the decision comes from an expert. So maybe there's an expert that told Biden he cannot run. For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner in all this work, and let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the American people for the faith and trust you have placed in me. I believe today what I always have, that there is nothing America can't do. When we do it together, we just have to remember we are the United States of America. Joe doesn't write his letters and Joe doesn't write his tweets. They tried making it look like he was watching, you know, when there was a Trump speech. They tried making us believe that Joe Biden was analyzing the Trump statements one after the other. It's like, and they were writing complex tweets without any fault, without any error in the grammar. And it's like, no, it's not Joe Biden writing this. Certainly it's not Joe Biden making a debunk of Trump. That looks like something that was written by a 20-year-old woman. And then he goes on with a tweet. That was interesting, that there was a separation between the moment where he resigned and then 30 minutes later, my fellow Democrats, I have decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on my duties as president for the remainder of my term. My very first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. And it's been the best decision I've made. Today, I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party this year. Democrats, it's time to come together and beat Trump. Let's do this. Oh. We're gonna get a Kamala Harris against Trump. This is like David against Goliath. It's you couldn't imagine people who are so separated in their chance of winning and their sympathy with the general public, with their approach. She kind of sweats elitism, Kamala Harris. When she laughs, you feel that she's above you. She thinks of herself as above you. Saturn Shine says he will destroy her in debate. I mean, to a certain extent, I believe the only risk for Trump in a Kamala Harris confrontation is that she looks so terrible that people are like, pity, pity, mercy, mercy. And eventually, you can hit too hard against a woman sometimes. And at some point, you look like an asshole. Now, Trump has been able to hit strong against Hillary Clinton in 2016. So I think he masters somehow the art of dumping onto a woman publicly like almost no one else can do. I mean, most politicians, they would be extremely withdrawn in a debate against women. But somehow Trump succeeds. in that style. Doubting Thomas says, JF, since the second message was not on official letterhead, is it possible that Biden only approved the first message? That is interesting of a theory. Certainly, I think there's something weird going on with this. Now, that is an extreme theory that the staffers of Biden would have wanted to set a kind of elite control decision without even asking Biden. I would kind of be surprised by this. I would be surprised that this is how they work. That at this point they are rolling Joe Biden under the bus. So they are dropping him under the bus so hard that they don't even want to give him any sort of say in who will be the successor. And my guess is that Biden probably doesn't have much of a personal preference about who will succeed him. And so naturally, I think he would accept to root for Kamala. So I think your hypothesis is charming, interesting, but probably unlikely in my view. That is a video that is circulating on social media, and because I've had so many days of break, I'm very tired these days. I wanted to cover this 2 days ago, 3 days ago, but I couldn't. So let's have a look at it. People say there's a UFO at the shooting of Trump. Apparently, just before the shooting of Trump, let's have a look at what that is. So they say it's appearing in 22. I don't see anything. Appears at 25. Okay, so it's in 2 seconds. Ah, there it is. The UFO. You thought it was the Iranians, the Jews, the Chinese, the Chi-Coms. No, it was the extraterrestrials. There you go. You have a UFO that has been appearing just before the Trump shooting. Let's try to have a look at it full speed. Zoom. It did zoom. And a super slow motion. I mean, I don't know. This could be video editing, so I don't know about the full validity of this. It could be a drone, could be a fragment of something just being proposed from the ground, could be a bullet ricochet, could be, I don't know, could be many things. I don't even know if it's real. Maybe it's edited. In any case, the UFO people, it's always fascinating. And there is something weird happening on the Republican side with these Hobbit Shire, G.R.R. Tolkien references. Something is weird. And Richard Spencer, I found it hilarious when he tweeted, "Dark elves have turned the hobbits gay. No Shire is safe." We have to remind ourselves, and this I learned from Nick Fuentes. I didn't know that this was a thing. Peter Thiel apparently is naming his contributions and his institutions after the Lord of the Ring. And so we have to remind ourselves here that in the nomination of J.D. Vance, largely what we have is a victory of the Peter Thiel sides of Republican subversion. And Peter Thiel, one of his ways of interacting with the people is by funding these weird accounts like Bronze Age Pervert and these other guys. And now it makes me realize, and by the way, there's a Middle Earther, there's a new Twitter account that's trying to meme in the same branch, the Middle Earther Chronicles or whatever, I don't remember. But you have to be very careful with these accounts because they are ultimately representative of Jewish interests trying to influence the Republican Party. But it reminds me also of this... mold bug of Curtis Yarvin making these old dark elves and hobbit metaphors. Is this to please ultimately Peter Thiel, who's funding all of this? In any case, I found it hilarious that Richard Spencer pushed in that direction comedically by saying dark elves have turned the hobbits gay. No Shire is safe.
Yeah, there are friends, you know, friends of mine who are very serious Christians. I mean, they're deeply committed to their faith, who have talked to me about potentially, you know, look, it's all over, right? We're going to move to a commune in some rural part of Ohio or Pennsylvania, right, and just try to wait it out.
Right.
It's like that is not how, I'm sorry, that's not how the devil works, right? Eventually, this is, you know, going back to J.R.R. Tolkien, right? Eventually, your individual Shire is going to get attacked. We have to fight when we can, right?
There's something wrong with how these people are all trying to please Peter Thiel, and they all adopt J.R.R. Tolkien reference. I don't understand. Something is afoot, and it's very dark. I'm super afraid for what these people are planning. Hermit M says going back to... Normally, you don't say going back to in fiction. Normally, you say going back to when you talk about something like the Bible, like something foundational for civilization and that has happened a long time in the past. But J.D. Vance goes back. He goes back to the Shire. I mean, that was so funny when I heard it first. Oh my God, what is happening? I don't know. The people are tripping on Peter Thiel money. John Drake says, Peter is the principal owner of Palantir. I think this is related to Lord of the Ring. Well, that's what Nick Fuentes was explaining. And so I didn't know about this. I had seen these memes rise about Lord of the Rings. And I was like, something is happening here. Turns out it was Peter Thiel just... throwing money and saying, give me some Lord of the Ring reference. I love Lord of the Ring. Here, $100,000, Lord of the Ring. Our politics is bought out. Our mimetics are bought out. Am I the only one doing this for Super Chats? I mean, at some point, you have to wonder, am I the only one just living off Super Chats? These people are living off Peter Thiel money. And you can now see it through their references to Lord of the Ring. Swing It says, why would a gay Jewish billionaire like Tolkien? Lord of the Ring is so based and anti-Jew. Well, I believe that perhaps he doesn't like Tolkien as a whole, but perhaps he's seeing Tolkien as a good way to interface with the normies, with the non-Jews, with maybe he's like, okay, Lord of the Ring has captured something in the imaginary of people, and even if it was fundamentally anti-Jew, it's probably a good tool for Jews to be reused when you want to talk to the Gentiles. I guess that's how he could frame it, but I don't know Peter Thiel. I don't know his personal view on this. James says, let's all remember JF's previous background was a Lord of the Ring map. You are absolutely correct. I had picked a random frame and it turned out, I was like, oh, a map. And I didn't even know it was a Lord of the Ring map, but I was like, oh, nice map. And I used it as a background. Turned out it was a Lord of the Ring map. Even I am in the in the circles. massive gang shootouts in Oakland, California. This is video showing one. Well, these people are absolutely shooting very close to each other. Very dangerous at this point in California. Susan Crabtree was reporting on the shooting. The Secret Service top brass, Cheadle included, hand out bonuses to mid-level managers who cut manpower, resources request from those Secret Service agents and officers on the ground in charge of protecting the presidents, vice president, and former presidents. There's a team of special agents or uniformed division officers. Counter snipers are UD, not agents, doing all the advance work on the ground to figure out how many resources are needed. That team includes the lead advance agent, the site agent, the counter sniper team conducting the initial survey of the rally or event venue. Then those agents, officers, send it to the lead advance agent, who then send all their details, manpower's request to the assistant director, protective operations. So basically, in short, what she says is they were getting bonuses for lying a little bit on the form and saying, oh yeah, we don't need five snipers, we need just one sniper. I'm not against this. I'm not going to join here in constantly increasing our personal allocation. I think it's good. If the government found a way to compress expenses for once in their history, I say bravo, bravo. Even if it took a bullet on the ear of Trump, bravo, bravo. Apparently, it's the only time in history that someone was commenting, it's the only time ever that the government was able to cut on cost. They were able to do it that one night where Trump was the subject to an assassination attempt. As a fan of small government, I say bravo, keep cutting, but try to keep people safe also. Arkin Man says Trump will never declare black people terrorists. He wants blacks to love him. Yeah, there's this developing issue, which, it's been for a while. That reminds me always of this interview I had back in the public space days with the guy for guns. He's a based guy, pro-gun, black guy. And I had asked him, do you think that America is headed for civil war? And he had said, I've been living in civil war in America since I'm born. The civil war has started 60 years ago for black people. And it's interesting. I love this view. I love this view that white people may just not know, but we've been in a civil war. And eventually it will reach white people. I really love this view. There's this problem that where these gangs are dominating, there's not an option that's safe to even police. So the police don't want to show up. You will need the army, basically. And at this point, there's not much of a distinction between how leftists manage cities and military invasion. Because if you need a counter-military to remove the problem, that is not a civil issue. That is an invasion. And our cities are getting invaded and dominated by local warlords. Absolutely. John Drake says the FBI doesn't count mass shootings by black gangsters as mass shootings. It's pretty amazing. Oh, yeah. And this is one of the fatality of a population that has a lower intelligence and, you know, I say that without judgment, but seriously, there's a problem with when you have low intelligence, you typically will not make a political discourse. You won't write a political manifesto. because you don't have the thoughts to formulate sentences, and things emerge in your mind more in the form of visual objects. Oh, I need to kill someone. That kind of thing. And the problem is when you're like this, you may be more dangerous, or at least as dangerous as a maniac ideological shooter, but there won't ever be a trace of your political leanings, because you won't express them, because you can't, because your brain is working at low energy. That's a big problem, because we find ourselves with leftists thinking, oh, white people are the most dangerous people because they always are the shooters. But they always are the shooters covered by media, because they produce a manifesto and the leftist media does a check, sees that they're white, and then gives them exposure. So you end up thinking that every shooter is white. The fact is, every shooter covered by CNN is white. Rodi Lucid says, JF, there's something that I haven't heard anyone else say about that event. The counter-secret service snipers that ultimately killed him were expecting snipers or some other police presence to be on that roof where he was, so it wouldn't be odd for them to see someone up there. That is true. It's been on my mind. I haven't said it, but it's been on my mind. Is it possible? Which is why I let it be a possibility when I covered the events as they were happening and a little bit after. It's possible that they were aimed in that direction, but they didn't have enough of a visual confirmation that this was not a police. It could have been a police. Now, you might tell me all sorts of ways of recognizing a true sniper from the police from this guy, sure. But this guy was limping and from behind the elevated roof that was like this. So he was laying like this. So they may have just seen the tip of his firearm or maybe his head. So perhaps there was the question in the counter snipers. Is it one of our guys? Could be. I mean, we heard that they were set up to go in the building, but maybe they changed orders along the way and were not informed. So there might have been confusion about whether the shooter was a police sniper. And yes, there has to be a method for improving how people can figure it out. Maybe some sort of GPS tracking, maybe some insign. You know, at the beginning of the movie Tenet, the special team that enters the opera, they have badges of all police forces that could have been there. And they look around, they see, okay, today they have the blue team, and they put their blue patches. So maybe a system of crypto insigns that are changing every day. And it's like, if it's odd, if it's an odd day number combined with a even month number, 1 × 2 × 4, and then, oh, you get the green badge. And that way people can prepare in advance to imitate those badges. Rodi Lucid says, because there was a team of Secret Service snipers, but there was also a team of police snipers, maybe they didn't coordinate well. Absolutely possible. And I thank you for bringing these points. I think they are very intelligent points. And it's true that I don't see it being discussed much. But see, that's the result. That's the result of a hyper-partisan, bipolar politics. Is that every time you go to see a leftist Twitter account, they're going to be like, oh, I wish he had shot him. And oh, they're going to make a little joke about how the bullet could have killed Trump. Or they're going to say, oh, no, those jokes are unacceptable, even if I hate Trump. So you have the far left side here, the destiny type. And then you go watch it. You go check out a right wing Twitter account. It's like the Secret Service are to be blamed. There's nothing in between. There's no not much reasonable analysis in between. And I agree. I would love to be making those analysis. Now, let me tell you, even if there was confusion around, is it one of us? Is it not one of us? There are still open questions about the management of this hall, because it seems that a police service should have the methods and means to not be fooled like this. It seems like that's a basic thing. Like, it seems that snipers forever, assassins will always kind of look like police people because they have a gun and maybe they're dressed even a little bit like a police. So we have to have a method against this. And if those practices are not established already, let us establish them. The son of destiny has been banned permanently from Twitch, like father, like son, for making death threats, for playing a kind of parodic comedic show in which he was going to kill his father and making it look like he had a gun and was going to eliminate his father. Son of Destiny ban. I forgot to pull the video, but I wanted to talk about this tonight. Let's have a look at the video here. It's unbelievable. This is disgusting to see the progeny of this person, Destiny.
Ah, Destiny is so cooked.
And so he went to surprise his father with what looks like perhaps a fake gun with a Nerf type of arrow. And his father, Destiny, was surprised enough that he said, "Oh, fuck." And so now the son of Destiny's career is over on Twitch. He has such a rat voice. Ah, our Destiny is so cocked. It's like he I hear his voice and I'm disgusted. I've never been so disgusted at a young man, because normally I just don't care about teenager males. It's like I'm not going to listen to their stream or whatever. Is it how all teenager males sound? Because he sounded terrible. Like, that is a rat voice if I've ever heard one. Boiling Frog says, like the Pictou shooting in Canada, if you want conspiracy material, look at that shooting in Nova Scotia. The incompetence is even worse, and the shooter was dressed as an RCMP officer and driving an RCMP car. Yeah, that was, I remember that moment. I remember because I'm in Canada and we were hearing about it. And it's crazy how this guy circulated freely on this island and was long to stop and went on to kill a lot of people. Yeah, very, very worrying case. The DHS is defending again women in law enforcement. In the days following the attempted assassination of President Trump, some people have made public statements questioning the presence of women in law enforcement. These assertions are baseless and insulting. Oh yeah, we had already read this message. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, do you think that any Democrat will break rank in the election and throw their hat in or support someone other than Harris, or will they all fall in line? Legally, at this point, I don't think the delegates are any longer bound to a candidate at the DNC. I don't know what will happen. I don't know, because a lot of people probably will think of Kamala as being a candidate of defeat. They will also be under strong pressure to shut up about it. They will be under strong pressure partly because she's a black woman. And, you know, you and I, who are in the know, we understand Kamala Harris as an Indian, just like we understand Nikki Haley as an Indian. But the people out there, they don't know. They don't know. They will still be afraid of being accused of racism for going after Kamala Harris, which is a death sentence on the left. So I don't know what will happen. I think there will be a lot of people who think she's going to lose, but a lot of people will be intimidated. Intimidated first because the constellation of elites appear to be on the side of putting Kamala and having her lose. That is one possibility. And then because of the whole racism accusation being possible. Rodi Lucid says, imagine if RFK became the Democrat candidate, a RFK Kamala ticket would be strong and Democrats would rally around it. RFK could select Kamala as VP pick. That would be hilarious. I don't see it happen because the elites don't really like RFK Jr. because he looks like he's too out of the system and he's kind of this weird out there guy. For them, I don't think it's going to work. Now, on my side, I've not been super convinced by RFK Jr., let me tell you. I mean, clearly we have here a cognitively healthy old man, you know, definitely more cognitively there than Biden. But I haven't been convinced that an RFK Jr. presidency would be good for America. I haven't been convinced that he knows what to do. What is he? Is he? I don't see any sort of anti-statism. I see a guy who likes weirdness and who asks weird questions about Secret Service, but he's not good enough to fix those problems. A Real Base Talk says the only thing RFK is good on is the vaccine. Yeah, he's good on the vaccine, but the vaccine story is kind of over. So it's like, I think that we are out of a cycle of medical fascism. They're going to come back in 10, 15, 20 years. But do we need a RFK Jr. now to save us from poor COVID decisions? I don't think we do. The bird flu says, I like that he's anti-putting bad shit in the things we eat. Yeah, I mean, he has all these decent positions with which I agree. But like, what would you do? This is America. Like Trump, he had those ideas that I agreed with, but at the end, did he do much about it? Not very much. Defenestrator says, Jeff, the Secret Service just renamed their name to the Secret Cervix. I think I've seen this joke before. Did you use it with me earlier? Because I think you made this joke to me like 3 days ago, or maybe I saw it on Twitter. It makes me laugh my ass off because it's a freaking funny joke. But yeah. First traces of solar cycle 26 detected on the sun. Scientists from the University of Birmingham in England have detected the first rumblings or first indications that the sun's next 11-year solar cycle, cycle 26, will begin by the decade's end. Astronomers use the sun's internal sound waves to measure how it rotates, making visible a pattern of bands solar torsional oscillation that rotates slightly faster or slower. These move towards the sun's equator and its poles during the activity cycle. The faster rotation belts tend to show up before the next solar cycle officially begins. So basically, the bends of the solar sounds are getting excited. Something is afoot. We are entering another one of the up-down. So I don't know what... When they say we enter a solar cycle, will this be hotter or will this be getting colder? Let's see where we are at in the current cycle. Oh, we are at a peak. We are at a peak, so we're going down. Wow. So we're going to get a cooler... Well, look. Okay, those are... So basically, I'm born here. 1984. So I've seen one heat wave, two heat wave, three heat wave. We are in the fourth heat wave, and in fact, it's descending. Descending heat waves. So basically, I have seen four solar cycles in my life. Fascinating. I hadn't realized. I know sometimes I have the impression that the season is hotter or season is cooler than usual, but I never knew it was that well distributed. So, oh, that's good. That's good. It means we're headed toward cool, cool, cool. I can take a little bit of cool. The bird flu says overstayed visa. Gov covering 70% of their wages, talking about the Indians flooding IT in Canada especially. Oh yeah, I have no doubt that this is happening. I mean, not just IT, every job. And it's like, we used to have a society that gave chances to young 16-year-old white people who were growing up and they were getting their first job at McDo. Now, can you imagine your 16-year-old white in this society, Canada, or the US, which is becoming the same to a certain extent, where you go to the McDo and you're going to have to convince an Indian manager to hire you in a team that is otherwise all Indian. All Indian. 100% brown. This is your chance to make a little bit of money at the beginning of your life. This used to be possible for white people. I don't know that it will be possible in a future fully dominated by Indian hiring. Liar, Secret Service busted, repeatedly denied Trump security request. So they stated something that is said to be absolutely false. In fact, we added protective resources and technology and capabilities as part of the increased campaign travel tempo. There's an untrue assertion that a member of the former president's team requested additional security resources and that those were rebuffed. This is absolutely false. In fact, we added protective resources. Well, the way he says, and technology and capabilities, well, it looks like you may have added too much technology and not enough. Snipers on roof. This is what we needed to have. Dems go full throttle on Kamala after Biden drops out of the 2024 race. This is our last article before the end of the show. I'm sorry if I make short shows these days. I've been super tired. I've been needing to rest. But this night I had 12 hours of sleep. I feel better. But I still... I don't know what's happening because it's not, I don't have a cough or anything, but I'm feeling tired. I'm working a lot also. I'm working so much on the game. Sometimes I had a series of super productive days where I was sleeping around 3 a.m. I was sleeping very late, and I was trying to rush finish some stuff on the game. It's going well. I love the programming. I've been working on the UI, the menu, the communication with the server, and oh, I love doing this. I love this. Someone had asked a question. I come from a small town. That's Racefist. I come from a small town in the center of Quebec. The hire poster at McDonald's has 3 people of color on it, 0 white. Yeah, that's a problem. Frog Eyes says, I discovered we have a huge problem plaguing Canadian beaches. Maybe you can cover this, JF. Yeah, well, I've covered this before, and it's the whole idea that there's these nudist women. They were enjoying before, back in the days, they were going at their nudist beach in a white society. And they were doing their thing, which is to basically be nude. Okay, so society, Canadian society is opened. We have accepted you can be nudist, go at your nudist beach, schedule some time there so that you don't end up exposing yourself to children or something like this. But okay, do your nudist stuff. Now the problem is there is a bunch of Indian migrants who have discovered the easiest trick to see naked white woman is to go to the nudist beach and just be a nudist. Oh no, okay, so people are telling me that's a different story. Okay. that was certainly a problem. The fact that nudism is also free porn from another perspective, nudism is free porn. But here we have another problem. Okay, this one I hadn't heard about it. So let's have a look. It's covered by the Toronto Sun. These sites, I don't even want to go on them because they say disable your ad blocker. And I'm like, no, I won't. I will try to read your article while you try to put me those pop-ups. So let me try to click on the window here. Ontario woman claims visitors defecating in sand at Wasaga Beach. A Wasaga Beach woman has accused people of pooping. Pooping. TikToker has been posting videos claiming that people are coming to the beach, setting up tents, and doing their dirty business in the sand. We are entering an age of poop. An age of poop. Frog Eye has sent me a non-ad blocking. Okay, so it's a direct video. Let's have a look here.
So I'm tired of people saying that the people pooping on the beach, like that's what they do back home. We are not back home. We are in Canada. As a local, I refuse to let my kids dig in the sand on Beach One. And you guys are saying all the tents are gone? No, they're not. No, they're fucking not. The beach is full of tents. Full. And this is not including in the side areas of the beach. There is little treed areas there that is like mini forest, but it's cleared. So people can put up camp there. That is where they're still 100% doing it. And they are still 100% doing it on the beach, but more discreetly. It is still happening. This is nothing that's going to change. People with that mentality will not change it.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is why you don't allow any critical amount of immigration that changes your local ways, that changes your demographics. But now it's been allowed. So what are you going to do? You just need to escape these places and run away from civilization because we are headed toward a future of poop. Thank you. Thank you.